Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, by the grace of God tonight, I'm going to be showing us a few things around the ministry of angels. I already established to us that in the last days there will be an increased activity, increased angelic activities. That means angels will be more active than they have ever been in the history of humanity in the last days. And we are in the last days already. Glory to God. We are in the last days already, so we need to be aware of that. I established a lot of things. I showed us stuff the last time we talked about this. And I'll be adding up to some of the things that I have shared. You know, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, Jesus said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that there angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." There are angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Meaning that these little ones have angels that they can refer to as their angels. Amen. Their angels. That means for these little ones, they have angels assigned to them. Now, I personally believe that when Peter was rescued from the prison, the Bible says the angel tapped Peter, woke him up, and, you know, the chains fell. He didn't need to say anything. The chains just fell. I believe the reason Rhoda said, when Rhoda said to them that Peter was at the door, they didn't believe it. And one of them said, "Oh, maybe it is his angel." Are we here together? Meaning that they had the belief that people had personal guardian angels. The minimum that a believer has to walk with him, her, is one. Minimum. As you grow in the things of God and your portfolio increases, when a general in the army retires, the general is given military personnel attached. So they have a military personnel attached to this person, be with this person, always be around this person. That's the person was brought into the military. And at that level of his service, that season, you will have to serve with this general. Work with this person. Whatever he needs, if he needs to go out, if it's going anywhere, you need to be around that person. They are like oddlies. Are we here together? Judges have military people assigned to them. You know that? There are military people assigned to them. Stay. Because of the portfolio, because of the position that they occupy and the kind of work that they do, chances are that some people might want to hurt them or harm them or, you know, take advantage. So, you know, maybe this person has been a general and had dealt with some people and, you know, we need some guys to be around. Diplomats also usually would have military personnel attached to them. Now, these are high-ranking officers. There are people in the states that have one activity or the other, very important stuff to do. Now, you as a believer, I usually would, of course, we know that many people in the body of Christ do not realize how important they are in the scheme of things. They don't realize how important they are to God. So many believers are not even aware that at least a believer has a minimum of 1 inch, a minimum, that's the smallest you can have, just be with this person. So the Bible says that they are angels. The angel of this little child beholds the face of God. As the child grows and become a man, will you withdraw the angel? Normal reasoning. When you were born, you had an angel walking with you. So now that you are grown, let's take away the angel. Does it make any sense? So it is practical. It is very simple to understand that we have angels. Just look at a host of people around here, all of us believers. They are spirit beings, and your spirit being, angel, is attached to you just by your side. You're looking at yourself again. Me? They are there. Look at me. Just by your side. They are there. Just, you see, if we are conscious of the spirit realm, it will help reset the way we think and we behave. Are you chasing with your angels? Don't chase right now. Let's do it here. Leave them. They are just watching. Amen. That consciousness, one of the things I want to teach about a little bit, just touch today, is the consciousness of the reality of the spirit realm, that angels are around. You heard the songwriter sang a song and he sang a song and said, we are standing on holy ground and there are angels all around. When Jesus was born, immediately he showed up on the face of planet Earth, the first set of people that appeared were angels. They went to announce to the farmers, they said, wow, peace and good, we're born this day in the city of David, is Christ the King. Jesus was speaking one time, and when he was going to be attacked, and one of the guys tried to slash the ear of one of, is it Herod or Pilate, one of them, whichever of them, messenger. And Jesus said, don't you know that I can choose to ask the Father? I told you that we don't command angels. We request that they function. They're sent to minister. But I'm going to show you a higher revelation and how to work with angels this evening. Just listen attentively. I'll show you from scriptures. So Jesus said that if I needed anything, I would have just had a conversation with the Father. If I have a conversation with him right now, we're going to send a legion. That means we can release 6,000. And I'm sure that all the men that came to attack Jesus, they are not more than 40 or something. If 6,000 angels pounce on them, if one angel can kill 86,000 people in a split second, what will happen? Do you understand what I'm saying? One angel can finish 86,000 people. One angel took Peter out of the prison. At his appearance, chains were dropping. These are powerful spirit beings. And we told you about different kinds of angels. The ones in Ezekiel. There's a particular angel in the book of Ezekiel that the Bible says that when Ezekiel saw the angel, it was like he saw a wild wind. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like he saw a wild wind. And like a wheel. He was just giving descriptions from his head. Let's look at Ezekiel 1, let's start from verse 1. And I'll just quickly get to what I want to share today. We're going to order angels to go about and do some things for us today. We're going to ask God to release angels to go about and do some things for us today. And between now and the next 48 hours, you will receive testimonies. Yes. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives in the river Kebar, that the heaven opened and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Joachim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of Chaldeans by the river Kebar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then I looked and behold, a wild wind. Can you see that now? A wild wind. You know what a wild wind is? How? That wind that you see like spinning. I saw a wild wind coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself. Think about it. A cloud with fire evolving itself. That doesn't look like ordinary. That is a beam that is working. A cloud with fire. You know how wild wind, it's as if it's moving. It's moving and it's spinning. How many of us have seen that kind of wind before? And you know, whenever that kind of wind shows up, people have the notion that something is happening. Either a dangerous spirit or something. You know, Africans are always going to be, you know, on the other side. So it's always as if it's a bad spirit. Ah, they don't want to kill somebody now. You know, something wants to happen somewhere. Because that usually manifestations like that are not ordinary. That's not just an ordinary wind. It's a movement. Spirit beings move. You've seen all your regular African movies. Something just moves. Boom. And everywhere, just all those things are real. The only thing is that we are in a realm that is infant compared to the spirit realm. The realm we live in is just a baby compared to the spirit realm. So look at the things that he said. He said, a great cloud with raging fire. Just picture what the cloud looks like. Then the cloud with raging fire. What's the cloud doing? Engulfing itself. And the brightness was all around it and radiating out of its mist like the color of amber. This is his best explanation as a human being with human brain explaining spiritual things. Do you get what I'm saying here now? So he's giving explanation. He said, I just saw that thing engulfing itself and I saw like a brightness. Remember, I did not send forth angels, ministering spirits. Are we here together? He has made his angels a flame of fire. So angels appear in that dimension like fire, brightness. When people see angels, they see some of them bow, they can't stand because of their appearance, depending on the kind of angel. Like we said, some angels appear in form of human beings, normal, and some appear in their spirit's nature, that same way. Out of his mist, like the color of amber, out of the mist of what? Which fire is he talking about? So he can't even describe whether it is a natural fire or it is the angel's fire. Are we here together? So he said so many other things. I just wanted to show us that. So many other things. Let me see verse 5. Also from within it came the likeness of what now? Four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. So a particular angel shows up with the whirlwind and introducing other angels. And these four living creatures, they are not just ordinary angels. These are the angels that stand in the throne of God. Now, if you read down, you will see that he was trying to introduce an appearance right in the throne room. Are you going to say now? That's what he was trying to explain. It was something that this is right in the throne of God. I saw a vision of God. Because whenever we read our Bibles, it's easy for us to get to this place because you don't really understand it clearly. You just rush. So, I know the way this Ezekiel, they write, no, they clear. The thing where they write for Revelation, no, they clear. It's not clear because that's why they call the book Revelation. You should know that it needs to be revealed. Are we here together? May God grant us understanding. So each one had four faces and each one had four wings. You know, there are angels that have six wings. There are angels that have four wings. Their legs were straight and the sole of their feet were like the sole of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hand of a man were under their wings on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. See, you're already confused. If an angel can confuse you, the appearance of an angel, how much but the appearance of God? That's why God said, nobody can see me and live. Forget it. You see angels and you are afraid. Sometimes they look monstrous. You see, that thing you are calling monster, it is in the fallen nature of man. That is beauty. You see, it's because man has known good and evil. So you define something in the presence of God as a monster. Oh no, nothing monstrous can be in his presence. They are always beautiful. It has four faces to you. Like, it looks weird. No, that's beauty. That's true beauty. Is it that? You see, the way we understand beauty is because you understand yourself as having one face. If those beings see you and they were in their fallen state, you will be looking monstrous too. Like, oh, why did they look like that? Why did they have only two legs and hands? No protection. Why are they like that? They can't even fly. You know, it looked like that. You know, I don't know if you've seen some of these wonderful beings that have like one eye. What do they call that thing again? Poseidon. Cyclops. Uh-huh. One eye. Nothing looks like a monster, is that not? It's strange. Like, how can someone have one eye? It's because you have two. Anything that does not look like us looks like it is wrong. It's not wrong. Not wrong. There are other beings in that realm. They exist and they are beautiful. All that God made, he said he saw it, that all of them were what? Beautiful. So the angel doesn't have to look fine. You see the face of a calf. How can the face of a calf be beautiful? Then eagle. Lion. No, this cannot be. But these are the things that you just see them stay right in the throne of God. Their wings touch one another. The creatures did not turn when they went. Look at, the creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. They did not turn. Do you understand what I'm saying now? They didn't have to be turning. But what he was seeing, it was as if they were moving forward. It was as if they were not turning, probably spinning, but they were moving forward. So he was, look at it now, you can see that the guy himself, he's already looking like, boy, what am I seeing? As for the likeness of their face, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion. On the right side, the face of an ox. On the left side, and each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upwards. Two wings of each one touched another one. Their wings stretched upwards. Two wings of this one touched this one. Then another one connected and is touching. I can't understand the description either. I'm just trying. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the spirit wanted to go. And they did not turn when they went. They went wherever the spirit wanted to go. And they did not turn wherever they went. They were moving, but they didn't have to turn. Can you imagine that kind of description? Let me just confuse us a little. Let's do some more confusion today. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire. Their appearance was like, look at everything described. Now they are still looking like burning coals of fire. Like the appearance of torches going back and forth among living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire were what? Lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth. In their appearance, they did not turn, but they ran back and forth. They did not turn, no. Do you understand? No, even if you say no, it's okay. I understand. And the living creatures ran back and forth in their appearance like a flash of what? Like that, but they did not turn. In other words, they can go like that. They don't have to turn. Like if you want to move at that speed, you have to turn to move. Your best speed is not moving back like this. You understand? If you want to run backward now, you can't run fast like this. He's saying that they were going fast like this with the same speed they would have gone forward. You understand? But they were not turning. They didn't have to turn to get that. These are powerful beings. Now as I looked at the living creature, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. And the appearance of the wheel and their workings was like the color of beryl. And all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. You have seen all these circus people. They have a wheel, and there is a wheel running in the middle of another wheel. Now, that's an angel. That wheel you see is an angel. Try to go on Google and maybe just check the angels in Ezekiel 1. Just check angels in Ezekiel chapter 1. Appearance of angels in Ezekiel chapter 1, something like that. And just let's see the things we're going to see. And this is at best the description of men who were able to find their own way to capture. Remember, when somebody is going to capture something and try to explain to us that this is what I am seeing. I want you to know these angels, because when we're talking about them, you get ready, you will believe more in them when you know that they are not just human beings like you. They move at the speed of light. They've gone. Because I want us to have a consciousness of them and how to ensure that they are ministering for us. Are we here together? Have you seen anything? Can you show us something? They moved towards one, four direction, and they did not turn aside when they went. Why is it taking long? Look at those ones there. I don't know how bright that one is. You can see four wings there. Is that? Look at the wheel angels. Yeah, look at the wheel. It's not very bright. Is anything wrong? Click and let's see. I hope you sleep well this night. Okay, look at the wheel in a wheel. Can you see this on this side? Can it be enlarged? This one, this big one. Can it be enlarged? So, you have network issues. Praise God. So, let's move. I don't know. We are not reading history today, so let's move. So, what I'm trying to do is, I want you to have an understanding that these angels, they differ. And they are not ordinary beings. They are spectacular in their appearance. And whatever it is that they are and look like, that is divine beauty. Because angels are beautiful beings. It doesn't matter what you think they look like. Are we here together? And they have different functions. These ones are the ones around the throne of God. Not all angels are throne of God. The ones that minister to us as human beings and grow with us, they have an assignment particular to humans. Are we here together now? So the assignment is usually more on earth. There are angels that have nothing to do with earth. They have never been here before. The angels in the throne, they have no business here. Do you understand what I'm saying now? They have an assignment there permanently. Michael, Gabriel, there are angels that come to the earth frequently. But more angels will be coming to the face of the planet Earth more frequently because of the end time assignments. And remember again, they are here to minister for the heirs of salvation. Are we here together? Yes. So the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, are they not sent forth ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? They are here to minister for those who will inherit salvation. Now, if these angels are here to minister for us, why is it that so many of us New Testament saints don't really understand their workings? And for Old Testament saints, they did a lot. Yeah, 2 Kings chapter 16, let's look at that. 2 Kings chapter 6, 15 to 17, we're going to read. I love the consciousness that the prophet Elisha had. He was very conscious of the spirit realm. Very conscious. He wasn't like, I'm not sure of what's happening. No, very conscious of the spirit realm. That's what God wants us to do. Let's do this fast. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, this is Elisha and his servants. Now, is that not? There was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, do not fear. So that's the first thing you must understand. One of the things that incapacitates angels is what? Fear. Because whenever they appear, the first thing they say to men is what? Fear not. So whenever you are afraid, they can't function. They don't function. they don't function. When your own fear can stop them from functioning, because you are scared, you are afraid. They expect the righteous to be as bold as lions. They don't expect that somebody who has just imagine a general that has an orderly with a gun or something, and something happens, and he's scared. They are like, you don't believe in me. You don't believe I can do anything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You don't even believe I can. So he answered, don't fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with. But this guy talking here now, he said, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Physically, did they have anybody with them? So he was not seen physically. He was seen spiritually. This other guy standing here is seen physically. Those who suffer hurt and harm on the face of the planet Earth, they see only physically. Those who have victory with God and with men, they see spiritually. So while this one was seen physically and he was saying, oh, these guys are around the chariots and everything, they are there, I can see them, fear will come. But Elisha was not afraid. He was at peace and at rest. The reason is because Elijah saw an invisible army. Listen, if an Old Testament prophet Elisha had such an innumerable company of invisible army, how much more the people that the angels are sent to minister for? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? He said, these angels, that's why I read Hebrews for you. The Bible says, are they not all ministering spirits? All ministering spirits. All ministering spirits. All kinds of angels. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. And we have inherited salvation. Elisha and Elijah cannot have more angels functioning for them than we are supposed to have. But they had better awareness and consciousness. So they got more results, and they got more results than we are getting today. So there is a need for the consciousness and the awareness in the heart of the saints of the heavenly convoy, the heavenly, angels all around you. David understood it, and he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. God is with me. How? Through his angels. When Moses said, God, you must go with us, he said, my angel will go with you. So each time we say, God, go with me, God is saying, my angel will go. I have messengers that do all that. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So anytime you're going, just imagine you are going for a job interview and you are conscious that his angels are going ahead of you. You are about to enter an exam hall and you know that angels have gone ahead of you. You are about to enter, your office, and the same people, they do this, they plant charm in that office or in that business place. Somebody put some angels have gone ahead. That consciousness can change everything. That kind of consciousness, you are not afraid. Hey, what will happen? What if this happens? What? No, I'm not afraid. Why? Angels are all around. Are you here with me? Somebody comes around and tries to attack you. With the consciousness of an angel, the way you will react is different from the way you would have reacted if there's nobody there. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Because some of us now, you will realize that after you have heard this thing and somebody tries to do something around you, maybe try to snatch your bag or strike your phone or something, you will know what to say right now. Angels, act now! Act now! The person himself, not even the spiritual, just hearing act now, who's ironing. But we are not conscious of what we have and who we have. Because the person is wondering what is acting, who is acting. It's doing this. Angels, act now. You will be shocked. You will be shocked. I told you many years ago, a guy wanted to come into the room where I was. I was praying at night, and he was about opening the door. And the only thing I could do was to jump at the door, and I shouted in tongues. The guy jumped the fence. Very high fence. This is midnight, 2 a.m. discussion. So I knew the guy was coming. I could see him through the place because I was living inside the church, and they had this, what they call it now, fancy blocks, so I could see the guy passing, and he was already coming into where most likely he must have seen me. Are you not scared? I cannot share. He was coming close, and I had no other defense, just the door, and I wasn't sure if he's going to break into the door. So guess what? I went after the door. Oh God, I don't know whether it was boldness or fear, but I knew I went after the door. I can't really predict what happened. I guess it was fear, but I'm not sure. I guess the angel had to just tap me. Come on, move now. Yes, because if I stayed there, that guy will come there, bring your phone, do this, do that. Many things will happen. Fear is a killer. So the Spirit of God, like, it just came upon me somehow. I can't explain. I'm not very confident. I can't say I was bold. I can't say I was fearful, but I acted. Rikapotapaya. The guy flew like a mad person. You know, I opened the door, I saw him. And you know, this is a church space, so you see the guy running like this. He jumped over the next compound. If there was a dog there, he would die. The dog probably would have killed him. He jumped over the fence there. And you know, I won't see that kind of thing. Goosebumps. Keba leba shakapa. When he goes, you now feel like a lion. I felt so big in myself. I felt like I had 1,000 people around me. That's how I felt. If we learn to take action more, sometimes we're always scared, we're always afraid, we're always thinking that the ones outside are more than the ones inside. Bishop David Oyedepo told of an encounter he had when Amrobans came into the house and he was seated there. They didn't see him. And he was looking at them. They were busy going up and down. Where is he? I didn't see anything. A fearful person would have said, sorry, please. Just shut up. And they moved around, looked at his direction. He didn't say anything. Let's go. He's not there. He's not there. Even you will know that he's not there. You that looked at me face to face and is asking, where is he? He's not there. And they left. Daniel put it this way. He said, the Lord has sent his angel and they have shut the mouth of the lions. The angels that shut the mouth of the lion, Daniel didn't see them physically. But guess what? He was conscious of their presence. The New Testament believer has to be conscious. You see, the same thing, we struggle to be conscious of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We have not even perfected Holy Spirit. I wonder how we want to get angels. The one that lives inside of us. We are still scared. We are not confident that he's there. I don't know what's going on. And the Holy Spirit is saying, calm down, I'm here. He said, are you to calm down? I don't know where you're behaving like this now. And the Holy Spirit is saying, no, you are should calm down. I am here. Jesus was in the boat and his disciples were there and they were scared and misbehaving. And the water was very tempestuous, you know. And Jesus Christ put the stone on and he was just sleeping. Master, carest not that we perish. The Bible says water had already entered the boat. That means Jesus was probably soaked to his boxer, but he was sleeping. Perfect peace. Why? Jesus was seeing angels. They were seeing storm. He was seeing angels. Now, you don't expect Jesus to wake up because opening his eyes, he had seen what was around. These ones were not seeing anything, but he was seeing. So he said, peace. He didn't stand up like, wow, why is everywhere like this? What are we going to do now? Oh, Peter, why? He woke up and he looked at them like nothing happened. May God give us perfect peace. In the name of Jesus. Peace in the midst of the storms. Because we have assurance of the one that is with us. In the name of Jesus. Perfect peace. And he said, peace be still. The Bible says he rebuked the wind. The way he put it, he commanded one and rebuked one. He commanded the sea and rebuked the wind, or he rebuked the sea and commanded the wind, something like that. It says, and he rose and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. Everything. Jesus did not panic because he knew how many there were around him. As a general of generals in the flesh, he wouldn't have had less than that 6,000. I don't know what he would be doing with 6,000 angels all around you, one man. And he said, I can order at least minimum of 6,000 will show up here. Minimum of 6,000. How? The consciousness. When you're leaving today and you're going home, have that consciousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you're moving around in the dark, have that consciousness. Most of the times we have the consciousness of demons. You know, we're more conscious of demons. Little children grow up with the consciousness of demons. They say, oh, Juju is there. Ojuju Calabar is there. Who told them? We need to redefine things and tell them that there are no Ojujus anywhere. They are only angels.
So when they walk in the dark, they say, what are angels? They are your guidance. They are walking with you. You show them in pictures what they look like. They look again and they say, wow, yes. So that understanding sinks. When anything is about to happen, they are not scared. But we grew up in this part of the world with fear, because they told us that Ojuju Karama will catch you. If you go outside, Ojuju is there. You were using it to disturb them from going out. Now he's attacking them. And the devil takes advantage of everything. So if you step out of here, Ojuju will catch you, you see. So by the time the child is about stepping out, he remembers that Ojuju will be outside. What is Ojuju? I still can't, I don't understand. There are angels all around. You look at them and say, listen, there are angels all around. Your own angels, they are even beholding the face of God. You are privileged, you are honored. That's why no evil can by any means, nothing can by any means hurt you. Are we getting what I'm saying, church? The consciousness, let's go back to Elijah. He said in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15, we're in verse 16 now. I want to read verse 16 and 17. He said, so he answered and said, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are where? With them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open the eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full. Hey, are you here with me today? They came with chariots and horses. He saw them. Then God opened his eyes and he saw that the mountain, he didn't say a section. That means the number of angels, they were more than the humans. They were more than the chariots. Always remember as a child of God, he that is with me is more than he that is with them. God on my side, one with God is majority. Now you know why they say that? If I am one here, it's majority, because I'm not the only one here. I'm not alone. No believer is ever alone. Oh, listen, no believer is ever alone. There's at least an angel standing apart from the indwelling Holy Spirit. No wonder he said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. The challenge we have is our ability to help believers understand it. Because for many people, it is a difficult thing to comprehend. For many people, they are still thinking that, am I sure? Maybe not. You need to understand it. And it is the revelation and understanding that empowers you. I hope you understand that. When you are aware that you have military people in front of your gate, if you're hearing ka-ka-ka-ka at night, the pressure will be low. But if nobody is there and your neighbor five streets away, boom, you'll be shaking. Because you know you are vulnerable, nothing. But when you know somebody is in front of the gate, at least they would have attacked this person before they will get to this place. Am I making sense? That consciousness. Rewire yourself and always know that they can't come near me. Nothing can by any means hurt me. I am the heir of salvation. Angels are ministering for me. They are standing waiting to hear the next instruction, the next command. And they will never stop. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They will never stop. They keep walking. Even when you're not walking, they are walking. They are walking. You know, when a military person or an orderly is supposed to stand with a general or whoever, when that one is resting, they are walking. They don't relax. They are always walking. They are moving around. Because it is the assignment. You're supposed to be moving. I can't be sleeping and you are sleeping. When I am sleeping, you are awake. Are you getting what I'm saying? When I'm sleeping, you are awake. So you don't have to be scared. How many of you know that when you're sleeping at night, your angel is seated in your room there? He has to be there. He's going nowhere. 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 Are you getting what I'm saying here? I want to create a consciousness. If you understand these things, you'll not be scared. Peter could not command his angel. The church had to start praying to direct his angels to work. That's why when the angels came, the prayer was happening. As it was happening, they thought that the angel of Peter came to give them a report. They didn't know that he had done the work swiftly and Peter had already come out. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Glory to God. Glory to God. Angels minister for us. That means they serve us. They come at God's command and they serve us, waiting for instructions in line with the word of God. So we're not commanding them, but we are giving instructions in line with the word of God. And today, we use the name of Jesus. When we speak, God's angels respond. And they respond because we speak the word of God. And that's why when you are somebody who complains a lot, angels will not listen to you. They're just like, oh. I don't know what's happening. Ah, life is so hard. And they're like, ah. Because where they are coming from is not hard. They're supposed to make things easy, but you said life is hard. But by the time you are there and something is going wrong, and you say, don't worry, it will work. It will work. It will work. Are you getting what I'm saying? As soon as you say, the angels say, whoa, that's why I'm here. I'm making it work now. I'm making it work now. Because as soon as you say it, it sounds to them like the word of God. They're not hearing from you. They're hearing from who? God. Because what you just said sounds like what? The word of God. They hear the voice. You know, angels do the bidding of God. But as believers, they can hear the voice of God from my voice. So when I speak the word that is in alignment with the word of God, it is God speaking. I want you to get what I just said now. If God wants to say something, this is what he would have said. So I look at the word of God and I said, I'm saying God is saying this. But I didn't add God, but I said it. So when I confess the word of God, because angels do the bidding of God, they do my bidding indirectly. Do you understand what I'm saying, church? So we can speak and say, angels, go to the theater right now and help that woman deliver that baby. Do it fast. Do it fast. Do it fast. A lady called some time ago. She was in hospital. And she's been there for hours, several hours, maybe 8 or 9 hours. And she said, I'm tired. I'm like, I've been here, everything. She was just crying. So she called and said, Pastor, I'm about to give up. I just said I should call you. You know, I just want to call you. I'm tired. I've been here. I said, how have you been here 8 hours? I didn't say anything. I just been thinking. They've been telling me that it's going to work. You are going to dilate. You are not going to catalate. But I'm just tired. And I said, okay, right now, in the next 5 minutes, I ask that angels will go and take the delivery of that baby. If she did not act fast, she would have delivered before the doctor showed up. Because she had to, is already coming? Because they were saying, go and start walking. So she started walking up and down, walking up and down, walking up and down. As soon as we spoke, she by herself called 10 minutes time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this just happened, and I said in 5 minutes, the angels took the delivery of the baby. In 5 minutes' time, she remembered and she called, sir, I put to bed. I said, wow, that's great. That's what, you know why? Because when the command went, the angels are not slow. They are not slow. You see, the movement is swift. It's swift. When you know that it is possible, everything becomes possible. The problem with the believers and the church is that impossibility mindset. Will it work? Am I sure? That's why when we ask for something, we pray, and it happens. When we are testifying, we usually say things like, me too, I was surprised. How did you pray for something and you're surprised it came? That means you were not expecting that it will come. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Me too, I was shocked by myself. I was surprised. I was shocked by myself. I was surprised. Why? Because you were not expecting it. But God overlooked all that, and he looked at the depth of your heart, and he delivered to you because you said it. Nevertheless, not at my word, but your own word. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So one of the ways you do this is that you must learn to speak the word of God. Psalm 103 verse 20, the Bible says that angels do the bidding of God. Look at it. Psalm 103 verse 20. It says they do the bidding of God. Look at very fast. Bless the Lord, you his word. Who excel in what? Who do his word? Heeding the voice. Heeding. They do his. And they heed the voice. You don't understand. You didn't get it. We see something there. Like what can you see there? I want somebody to see something. Can you tell me, what can you see? The voice of his word. That means when it comes out from my mouth, it is the voice of his word. Do you understand it now? So I'm picking the word of God and I am voicing it. So the angels hear not only the word of God, they do the voice that comes from his word. So if the voice is coming from me, they do it also. Because I'm a hell of salvation. Look at it now. He said, bless the Lord, you his angels, you excel in strength, to do his word, hidden the voice of his word. So even when it's not coming from the mouth of God directly, and it comes out from a man who knows God, they that know their God, when they speak the word of God, angels go into action. Why? They heed the voice of the word of God. So when you get back, you must learn to speak the word of God. You must learn to declare the word of God. You must learn to speak the situations. And when you do that, angels begin to act. They begin to function. They begin to act immediately. Oh, you've gotten late to the exam center, and you're saying, they will not allow me in. They will not allow me in. No, you have shut the door. Nobody can stop me from getting in. Nobody can stop me from getting in. As soon as you get there, you'll be shocked that the angels will move the people and you will enter. They will ask you, how did you come in here? You say, pastor, they were there. There were about five of them. The angels distracted them and said, just go. Why? When you speak with authority, when you speak life, when you speak possibility, they hear the voice of God from your mouth, because God does not speak impossibility. Anytime it sounds negative, it cannot be God. God can't sound that way. Have I not said it that he are gods? So when angels listen, they want to listen to somebody that sounds like what? Like a God. Because they have to heed the voice of his word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? Yes. They heed the voice of his word. They actively function. Every time the word of God is released, they are functioning. Anybody can die in the presence of an angel, and it will not be the angel's fault. It's your fault. You know, many people have issues and they die. The reason is because they didn't say anything. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. And if you close your mouth, you close your life. Something is going on. Don't keep quiet. I cannot die like this. I cannot die like this. As you are saying it, you don't need to wait for the next command. They are very proactive. They know that the person who is talking like this is saying, bring me out now. Bring me out now. Peter did not do so much. Look at Peter. Let me give you this. Look at Peter and Jesus. When Jesus was with Peter, and he said, Peter, come. And he said, bid me come. And Peter came. Is that not? So when Peter came and he was walking on water and he met Jesus at the other side, the Bible says when fear crept in, Peter started sinking. And when he started sinking, the next thing was that he needed help from Jesus. Are we here together? Put that scripture now. Please help me look for it. Help me look for it. Let me show you something there. I want us to train our hearts to speak. In the midst of chaos, speak. In the midst of hard times, speak. One of the things that the devil tries to shut down in the midst of in a terrible situation is your voice. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is powerful. Are you getting what I'm saying here? It's looking terrible. Instead of confessing that, now it is scattered. It cannot work again. It will work. This thing will still work. This thing will still work. You went for an interview. You knew that you said rubbish. You knew that you said rubbish. Everything you read flew off your head. Because you spent all the time reading, you didn't have time to rest. So when you got there and they said, what's our color? You said green when it was blue. Then when you were about to say blue, they say, it's okay, we have heard you. You say, how can you be mistaken green for blue? Then one other person attacked you so much. You know, there's a level somebody looks at you and you're already confused. But they look at you much. So when they were asked questions, they said, define this. He said, I'm sorry, I can't remember. He said, I don't understand. Please, man, compose yourself. The person that attacked you just say, compose yourself too. So you try to compose, but composition was not coming. So you just, and he said, it's okay. We will get back to you. The normal thing that people will do is to go and say, God, I messed up again. My life. Why is it that I cannot just get anything right? Why is it that things always go bad for me? You know, people could generalize like that. They put themselves in a particular position. It is called the victim mentality. I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. Things don't go bad for me, they go right for me. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? So don't allow that kind of thought that, it's not always working for me. I don't even know what I have done. I can't even explain. No, I've not done anything. I've not done anything. God is working in my favor. You'll be shocked to know that you're sleeping at night. And while you are sleeping and resting at night, As you're resting at night, you wake up the next morning. And when you wake up, the normal thing is for the devil to say, man, I missed yesterday. But when you woke up, you did not go with a negative confession. You said, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Things are working for my good. All things. Guess what? The angels will rush immediately and they will start rearranging things. They will make it in such a way that they will bring your document and the person will have, in that, they will just look at the next day. The next day, they will just bring the document and they will say, let's give this person a try. I think she was under pressure. They will be making excuses for you in your absence. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I want to prophesy. In any area you have made mistake before, I declare, people there who saw your errors, they will make excuse for you in your absence in the name of Jesus. I said they will make excuse for you in your absence in the name of Jesus. No one will capitalize on your errors. No one will capitalize on your failings. In the name of Jesus. Learn not to conclude to say to yourself, I missed it again. I just messed up everything. I blew my opportunity. No, I've not blown my opportunity. God is working for me. He's making things work for me. He said, behold, I will make the crooked path straight. When the angels hear the voice of his word, they swing into action. This doesn't sound like somebody who has failed. It sounds like somebody who knows God. This person is speaking the voice of God. I can't even hear this person. I'm hearing God. And they do the biddings of God. If they're going to do the biddings of God, they want to hear your voice. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you going to say, this baby is not coming out. Is this how I will die? Is this how I will die? I shall not die but live. I shall not die but live. Immediately the angels will take over the surgery. They can't stand the word of God coming out and not act. Sometimes they are waiting to say, you're not telling me anything to do. Sometimes the angels are like this. They're just waiting. They're waiting for the next thing. But the saint is saying, they will say, oh, angels are telling you, you fall my hand. You go talk. Say something. Why am I here? Say something. Do you know what it means for somebody to be there to serve you and you're doing everything by yourself? And you know the funny thing, how they work, because they are spirit beings that follow command. They will not act if you don't say anything. That's why we must learn the ways of God. Understand the power of the word of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? The caterer for your wedding didn't show up and the wedding is about to end. And say, she must pay. Hey, I know she will not get here again. You would have been saying it ahead. Angels hasten everything. Then you just be surprised that an angel can appear without any military vehicle and command the traffic fast. And they will think it's a human being that they are following. Command and they'll say, move. They can do anything for you. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You don't. We need to know who we are in the sight of God. You are hairs. He said, not just hairs, joint hair with Christ. The way they respond to Christ, that's how they respond to you. If you know this, you have known a whole lot already. They can't say no to Jesus. He's our elder brother. He's the big one. He's the firstborn. If they can't say no to the firstborn, why should they say no to the secondborn or the thirdborn or the fourthborn? He's the first begotten from the dead. And he said, we are raised together with him to sit in heavenly places. When he speaks, we speak. He said, have you read the Bible? What he said there? He said, I prophesy. He said, I speak just as I have been commanded. Just as I have been commanded, I speak. My words are not empty. I'm releasing these words because they are coming from the place of command. We believe, therefore we speak. When people don't speak, they don't believe, that's why. And one of the signs you get to know people don't believe is that they're not saying anything. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith which we speak. The word of faith is not to be kept. It's not to be documented and written somewhere. And say, I wrote it down. Many of you like writing down. No, don't just write it down in a paper. Write it in your heart so that when it is needed, it will come out from your heart. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Let me rush this, then we can move. Never forget that the authority of God is with you. And you know how the authority of God is with you? It is with you in the name of Jesus. Because everything you're saying and saying, I declare that this happens in the name of Jesus. Angels cannot hear the name of Jesus and just be reacting anyhow and say, we are tired, we don't know what to do, except if something is wrong somewhere, except if there is a connection somewhere that has been a hierarchy and authority. You have broken ranks. If you have not broken rank, they will act. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Let me show you this, and we will start calling it a day. Genesis chapter 24 verse 7. Genesis chapter 24 verse 7. Let me show you how Abraham engaged the ministry of angels to get a wife. You can engage angels to get a good wife for yourself. A good husband for yourself. Woo! You like that? As I was preparing my message, it just dawned on me as I was preparing. I told you I had the revelation. A man on a white collar, he said to me, he said, bring her, let me see her. And when he passed, he said, you young men of these days. That's what he said. You bother about things you shouldn't worry about. Do you get what I'm saying now? I wanted to know. So I said, I want to bring my so that you will confirm if the person is my wife. Will tell me, oh, I don't want to marry the wrong person. So he said, okay, that he's going to stand here and I should bring her. As I was preparing my message, he said, that's an angel. Angels of direction. So I went and I called her and I said, come. So I didn't tell her he was there. So I just made her pass. So when she passed, I left her on that side. Then I came back saying, hey, Amma, that one. And he said, the things you are bothered about, you shouldn't worry about it. And he just looked at me and said, you young men of these days. Oh, I woke up and I was like, yeah, I have it already. This is it. I was not scared again. It was just there and then. It just dawned on me. There are angels that make things happen. You know, sometimes when angels are walking, you see them. Some other times you don't see them. I'll show you this angel. You see this one now. Genesis chapter 24 verse 7. Let's do this together. 24, please. Genesis 24 verse 7. Are you being blessed tonight? Are you? Now let's read it together. Everybody wants to go down. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family, huh? Yeah. He's praying here now. Abraham is praying, and he's praying over Eliezer of Damascus to go and help him get a wife for his son. And he said, he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. He didn't say the angel will take the wife. You will take the wife, but the angel will clear the way. So somebody is asking, how did the angel make anything? How is it? What's the fun? Why did he? Why this guy would have just said, go, my God is with you. Angels. He said he will send his angel before you. In other words, before you get there, the angel would have already prepared the way. Before you get into the labor ward, the angel has gone there. Before you get into that exam hall, the angel has gone there. Before you get to the place where you are defending the project, the angel has gone there. Before the client is getting confused whether or not to buy, the angel has told the client, that's the man to buy from. You know, there are times where a person is there and he's saying, I heard a voice say to me, that's the man to buy from. I'm not buying from you because I know you. I just sense it in my heart that you are the one I have to buy from. And the person is there and you say, my own price is high. You say, don't worry about that. Well, I just sense I have to buy from you. Why? Because angels usually go ahead. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Don't forget Moses. He said, my angel will go before you. I want you to know it. When you're going out in the morning, angels have gone ahead of me. You want to go out and you want to make a choice of something you want to buy. Don't go there and say, I'm really, really confused. I don't even know which color to choose. No, I know what to choose. The angels will highlight the color that I need to pick. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Look at this now. It will help you. Now, this same verse 24, let's move fast to verse 12 because of time. 12 to 14, let's read it together. 12 to 14, 24 verse 12 to 14, and we're going to read verse 14. Then everybody wants to go down. Then he said, oh Lord God. Now, this is Eliezer praying now. He has gotten there. You know, he's on his way right now, so he's praying. Read it now. Oh Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now, let it be that the young woman whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink. Drink, and I will also give your camel a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Guess what the angel did? The angel went ahead and positioned Rebecca. Rebecca, you have to show up at so-so-so time. You don't have a single minute to waste now. Because somebody has prayed a prayer. If you read this thing, the Bible says, just while he was still speaking. I would have read it completely. I don't know. Let's continue. And it happened before he had finished speaking that behold, Rebecca, who was born. So the angel hastened Rebecca's movement. I said, Rebecca, let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go now. Your husband is waiting. Decision must be made. How do I get to know that? When Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, God was about to destroy the city. The Bible says the angel took them by the hand and said, come out now. Come out. They were pushing, they were dragging them out, because if they waited a second more, God had ordained the time in eternal calculation where the big stone would start falling on the land. So the angels, the Bible says, when they were delaying, the angels held them by the hand and said, let's go now, let's go now. They were moving. The angels held them. Why? Because angels can do it in an invisible way, and they can do it in a visible way. In this case, nobody saw the angel. But Rebecca would have been wondering, why am I even rushing right now? Anyway, let me just carry the buckets. Let's go. And she got there. And by the time she got there, the angel said, compose yourself. And she couldn't explain why she's composing herself. Please help me with the picture. Because angel heard everything the guy prayed. And angel, you understand what I'm saying here? The angel heard everything he prayed. And he's supposed to be ministering for him. Because as soon as Abraham said, my angel will go before you, the angel was with the guy. He has released his angel. Said, follow him or anywhere. So while he was praying, the angel heard. At the speed of light, he showed up to Rebecca. And said, Rebecca, this is what he prayed. This is what you will do now. And immediately Rebecca acted in the same manner. Exactly what he said. Exactly what he said was exactly what Rebecca did. You think it's a coincidence? Cannot be a coincidence. Cannot be a coincidence. Angels can fast track things. Angels can make things work. And this is how you will now get to know that indeed he was an angel. In this same Genesis chapter 24, let's read verse 39. Oh, glory to God. Verse 39 and 40. 40 is my focus, but 39. And he said to my master, perhaps the woman will not follow. But he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper you. Who prospered the way? So the angel went ahead. He was about to pick a wife. You can make decisions and not make them wrongly when you engage the ministry of angels. Was about to be wife. He said, how did this guy know everything? He said, but he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's house. So as soon as Abraham prayed the prayer, the angel was walking with the guy. Then walking with the guy said his own prayer. The angel took the guy's prayer, reacted where Rebecca was, and said, Rebecca, Kairos moment, time to marry. She was going to fetch water. She didn't know it was marriage. She was just going to fetch water. Somebody hear my voice today. You're going, but you will meet something big and beautiful. I say you meet something big and glorious. I say you meet something big and powerful. God is reshaping things in your life in the name of Jesus. Angels are ministering everywhere, going all around. They are bringing clients. Angels, bring my clients this week. Let them show up wherever they are. They are unable to say no to me. Bring them for wherever they are. From the north, the south, the east, and west. I am getting good business deals. In part of the prayer we pray in this church, one of the things we usually pray from our prayers there, you see it, we say, God, send reaper angels to direct men. Some of you didn't know how you got here. You didn't know how you found yourself here, but angels brought you. Said, I just saw the banner. I just saw the flyer. You would have moved. You would have been seeing the same flyer. But that day, he highlighted it, and he said, that is this. Go to the potter's house where your life will be molded. Angels. But because we are in the physical realm, we're just saying, I don't just know. I think something just told me. It can't be something. Don't worry. Are we here together? It cannot just be something. Angels are working. Rise up on your feet. Angels are working. We're going to dispatch angels to our families right now. We're going to dispatch angels to some people. If you know certain authorities that are holding on to documents or things that you have been praying for and they refuse to release them, I want you to dispatch angels. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? You need to get this. All members and those who identify Hey, I'm going to be praying for people in this church. People will be coming to share testimony and say, Pastor, I just realized between Tuesday and Thursday something happened. I'm specifically picking Tuesday and Thursday. I know why. Because I want to give them 48 hours. I want to ask them to work in 48 hours. Documents that must be released. Opportunities that must come. Doors that must open. Connections that must be made. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Start from there. Or begin to worship God if that's what you can. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us pray. Now, for we are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. On holy ground, holy ground, standing on holy ground, yeah, I know, yeah, He's His holy, holy ground, but standing on holy ground, for the Lord is here where He is His holy, holy ground. We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is here and where He is His holy. We're standing on holy ground, for the Lord is here and where He is holy. Lift up your voice and pray. In 48 hours, let there be a massive dispatch of angels. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Angels to minister to everyone that identifies with God in this commission. Anyone watching online, angels to minister, I ask a dispatch in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Enter the hospital room right now. Angels, move into the hospital rooms, into the bedrooms, into the sitting rooms. Go into those offices. Bring out the documents. Bring out the results. Let there be a change in the test results. In the name of Jesus. Move now, ministering spirits from the throne of God. Move now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, move now. Moleko sobregedele boshai bala. In 48 hours, Let there be resounding testimonies. Resounding testimonies. Oh, que bolo son de roi de levaya. Go ahead, put the angels to work. Put the angels to work. They love to minister to the heads of salvation. They recognize the authority of Jesus. Put them to work. They are ministering spirits. They minister for the heads of salvation. They minister for the heads of salvation. Assignment everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Le cuse berrega delle bocciate di ruadela. They protect, they give direction. That's what they do. They protect, they give direction, they demystify situations. Whatever it is, tell them. Say, this is what I want you to do in the name of Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and walk on my behalf. Wonderful ministry spirits. They deliver the saints. Shemene kotele barima lambaya. Woo! Mashaka toli barabababa. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Within 48 hours from now, Lord, I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that angels be dispatched into hospital wards, business environments, rooms, bedrooms, office space. And from henceforth I declare they act on behalf of the saints based on what they have requested in the name of Jesus. Based on what you have requested, they take action now in the name of Jesus. They heed the voice of his word. Speak by the word of God today, and I declare documents that have delayed, opportunities that have lingered, doors that have been shut. When they showed up, the door opened, Peter passed. Doors to the heart of men that have been hardened, I declare right now, the angels of God go before you and ahead of you, and they begin to right every wrong in the name of Jesus. Impossible situations are made possible in the name of Jesus. You are coming back with your own testimony. Say, blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance. I don't know who believes what I'm saying here right now. Somebody who knows that I'm coming back with my testimony. I'm coming back with my testimony within 48 hours, 72 hours before the end of this week. I declare right now, receive your testimonies in the name of Jesus. The documents are approved in the name of Jesus. Get responses, emails that should come.
in the name of Jesus. Those who should see you and have not seen you, they should see your profile, they have not seen it. They should see your business online, they've not seen it. I ask that angels direct their attention and you are made visible in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you go into the exam hall, go in the name of the Lord. When you're going to your office, go in the name of the Lord. When you're going to your business environment, go in the name of the Lord. He says, and whatsoever ye do, in words or in deeds, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the angels, he is the authority that is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so I declare, as you take action, they heed your voice in the name of Jesus. Testimonies abound. Nothing will stop them. I say nothing will be able to stop the testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus tonight.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.